Gospel according to Luke.
Lord.
Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Friend, who sent me to be a judge or arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, "Take care. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." And then he told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly, and he thought to himself, "What should I do? For I have no place to store my crops." And then he said, "I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample good laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich toward God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace and peace to you from God our Creator, Christ our Redeemer, and the Spirit who sustains us. Amen. Good morning. I have a question for you this morning. What truly endures? That question has been echoing in my heart as I prepared for this final Sunday with you. It's a question that weaves through all of today's readings, from the ancient wisdom of Ecclesiastes to the parable Jesus tells in Luke, from the psalmist's lament to Paul's exhortation in Colossians. And it's a question that feels especially poignant as I prepare to step into a new call and to say goodbye, for now, to this beloved community. Ecclesiastes is a book written some 300 years before Christ, often attributed to King Solomon. It reads like a personal memoir, an honest, sometimes cynical reflection on a life filled with wisdom, wealth, and work. And yet the author concludes, "Vanity of vanities, all is vanity." In other words, all of our striving, all of our accumulating, all of our planning, it's fleeting. Psalm 49 echoes, "For mortals cannot abide in their pomp. They are like the animals that perish." These aren't words of despair, but of reorientation. They remind us that we are not in control, which is difficult to say out loud. That our lives are not measured by what we possess, but by how we live in relationship with God and with one another. In Luke's gospel, Jesus tells a parable about a man who has done well for himself. And we would ask, well, what's so wrong with that? What did he do wrong? This man did so well, in fact, that he has to tear down his barns to build bigger ones. Well, as he plans, he talks only to himself. He plans only for himself, and he dreams only of his own comfort. And God calls him a fool, not because he is wealthy, but because he has forgotten his neighbor. He has forgotten God. Now, this parable isn't just about greed, it's about isolation. It's about the danger of living life so focused on self-preservation that we lose sight of our shared humanity. Additionally, he is so future-oriented that he's not living in this world, living a rich life right now, but preparing for a rich life someday. Planning for the future is one thing, certainly, but living only for the future is different. It falls short of the generosity we are to show by living our lives towards God and the neighbor today rather than our lives someday. I wonder, does that ever happen for any of us? I can certainly admit to that being true for me. Last Thursday, I had the privilege of participating in a clergy tour of the Montgomery Processing Center in Conroe, a detention facility operated by ICE and managed by a private company. The tour was arranged by the Minaret Foundation, and I admit I went with some apprehension. I had never been in a facility like this. I didn't know what I would see or how I would feel. I only had the information I had seen in the media or from my own very limited reading to shape my lens for what to expect. We toured the dormitories, the medical facilities, the recreation areas, the law library, and the chapel. We were accompanied by the facility warden, the ICE assistant field office director, the supervisory detention and deportation officer, the facility medical director, the chaplain, along with lots of other officers and staff. As you might guess, being several members of the clergy, we asked a lot of questions for about an hour, and then we listened to what these people had to say. And they answered all of our questions, what felt like with very open and authentic answers. What struck me most from my time there was not the huge, impeccably clean facility itself, but the people, hundreds of individuals in various stages of detainment, each with a story, each with a family, each with a name. It's also a story about the officers and the people who work at the facility. Their stories, their families, and their names. And I realized that this too is a parable, a living parable about how we hear and care for one another, about how we show up, about how we see the face of Christ in those the world would rather forget. These stories and people reminded me that I too have to reform and change how I live in this world, how I react to what I think I know and about what is happening around me, and how important it is to get involved directly and not just sit on the sidelines making decisions and judging situations based on what I think I know. That day changed how I understand what is happening. As a diaconal minister, I'm called to serve where the church meets the world, in the margins and in the in-between spaces. And this visit reminded me that our treasure is not in what we store up, but in how we show up, how we advocate, in how we listen, and in how we love. As Wendell Berry writes, "So friends, every day, do something that won't compute. Love the Lord. Love the world. Work for nothing. Take all that you have and be poor. Love someone who does not deserve it." Paul writes in Colossians, "Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are for earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God." To be hidden in Christ is to be rooted in something eternal. It is to put on compassion, kindness, humility, and love. These are the garments of the kingdom. These are the treasures that endure. And as Paul reminds us, Christ is all and in all. That means Christ is in the detainee and in the officer. in the stranger and in the neighbor, in the one who welcomes and in the one who is still learning how. This quote from Mary Oliver has shown up a lot in my work recently. It poignantly asks, tell me what it is you plan to do with your one wild and precious life. Serving each of you at Christ the King has been one of the greatest honors of my ministry. Daily, I am reminded of the power of presence, the gift of listening, and the beauty of community. You have shown my family and me love, grace, and understanding. And for that, I say thank you. As many of you know, I will be joining Bishop-elect Tracy and the Synod staff as the Bishop's Associate for Candidacy and Education. I'll be working with candidates for ministry, first call leaders, and lay leaders across our Synod. So yes, you'll still see me around. But today, I go with a heart full of gratitude. I will carry you with me, not just in memory, but in mission. Let us continue to seek the things that are above together, even as we walk different paths. This week, the Churchwide Assembly of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America elected a new presiding bishop to lead our denomination into the future. We give thanks for the faithful leadership of Presiding Bishop Elizabeth Eaton, who has served with grace and with vision. As we welcome Bishop-elect Yehiel Curry into this new role, we pray for wisdom, for courage, and a spirit of unity to guide their ministry. This transition reminds us that the church is always being reformed, always being renewed, and always being called into the future that God is preparing. So I leave you with this. May you seek what is above. May you love boldly, serve humbly, and live generously. May you remember that your life is hidden with Christ in God, and may you never forget what truly endures is love. Amen.